KQED.
California is known as a cradle of innovation, the birthplace of sometimes crazy ideas that make change in some of the farthest corners of the world. That's the focus of our next profile, a Californian in Kenya, who's shaking up one local economy with a revolutionary idea. Valerie Hamilton reports.
Here's an economic riddle. What do you do when a community has a lot to sell, but no one has any money to buy it with? That was the situation in a little village on the outskirts of Mombasa, Kenya, earlier this year. The village is what you'd probably call a slum. Tumble-down shacks, dirt alleys, open sewers everywhere. People here live on a little more than a dollar a day, and that makes them all entrepreneurs. Some people grow tomatoes, some people sell water. The mayor repairs clothes on an old sewing machine. But the community is really poor. And so while everyone is selling, very few people have cash to buy anything.
It's basically a bunch of, imagine a silly situation where a bunch of people sitting around with goods and services to trade with each other, yet they're not because they don't have money. It sounds insane, right? Well, it is insane. It's dumb.
Will Ruddock was born in Santa Cruz, but he lives in Mombasa. He's only in his 30s, but he's packed a lot into his life so far. He graduated high school early, studied physics in Boulder and at Stanford, worked at a software company and a hedge fund, and lived on a commune.
Growing up in California, especially Santa Cruz, California, you've got this situation where you really think you know what the whole world is like, and yet actually you have no idea.
Ruddock eventually joined the Peace Corps, which is how he ended up in Kenya. When he finished, he stayed and founded an NGO to try to solve some of the problems here, using theories of what's called econophysics. He came up with the idea to print a kind of barter voucher that people could use as a universal IOU for their local trade. It's called Bangla Pesa, after the name of the slum and the Swahili word for money. Here's how it works. Emma Onyango runs a vegetable stall on the main street here.
Me, I have a tomato or cabbages business.
She sells tomatoes for 10 Bangla Pesa, then uses that 10 Bangla Pesa to buy some cornmeal at a shop. The shop owner takes the same 10 Bangla Pesa and buys herself some water. Then the water seller brings the voucher back to Onyango's stall to buy some cabbage, and so on. They could have used Kenyan shillings, the national currency, but they don't have enough. Instead, they're using Bangla Pesa to trade what they do have: tomatoes, water, cornmeal. The economy is moving without any cash at all.
It has really helped us a lot.
When the people here started using the vouchers in May, everyone suddenly had more resources to spend. Ruddock says trade jumped 22% in the first week.
It was about 3 weeks after that the police decided that it was a forgery.
It started with articles in the local paper that implied Bangla Pesa was part of a secessionist movement with shady links to Islamic terrorists.
The police were running around asking people, you know, whose door to knock down and, you know, who's abetting the terrorists and that sort of thing.
Ruddock went to the police to explain. In true California fashion, he had prepared a PowerPoint.
Halfway through my PowerPoint, I could tell they weren't really listening. And then all of a sudden, the officer in charge of banking fraud just grabbed my laptop away from me and said, "This is evidence."
Kenyan police threw Ruddock in jail, along with five community leaders, and charged them with bank fraud. They faced 7 years. Out on bail on Kenyan TV, Ruddock started a PR offensive. He tried to explain that Bangla Pesa was meant to help business people save their Kenyan shillings, not to replace them.
So actually, it's bringing more shillings into the community because they're able to invest more in their stock.
He produced an animated explainer video.
Bangla Pesa helps to increase local trade.
And a YouTube documentary, which showed pictures of similar vouchers used in Massachusetts and the UK. Experiments like Bangla Pesa have gone to court in Thailand and Brazil, too, but they had always won in the end. And indeed, in August, Kenya's public prosecutor dropped the charges. Outside the courthouse, Ruddock and his supporters celebrated. The Californian says he's not a revolutionary.
I'll just deny that.
But he admits he's broken the rules of economics.
You talk to a lot of economists and they're about these types of programs, and their jaw will just drop. We have these, you know, staunch rules that you can't break and everything, but it turns out we just made them up.
After 6 months out of commission, Bangla Pesa started up again last month. For the California Report, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Mombasa, Kenya.
Hamilton reported from Kenya on a fellowship with the International Center for Journalists.